Now, moving along to my next guest, a great friend of the show. I'm joined by astronomer David Moore, and he's also editor of the Astronomy Ireland magazine. And today is a day that has a lot of, interesting news in relation to those of us who are interested in astronomy. David, a warm welcome to you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Nice to talk to you. Tell us a little bit about the day that's in it, because I believe we have a special moon in bearing in mind the season of the year, but also I know that there is a very interesting lecture coming up on the 14th of July as well.
That's right, yeah, lecture next Monday. But tonight we have both the Book Moon and the International Space Station flying over. So the Book Moon is the full moon that happens in July. Male deer start to grow their antlers. So it's been called the Book Moon
that
in North America, which is spread on the internet worldwide. But the important thing is it's a very low moon that rises very slowly, never gets particularly high in the sky. So if you want to line it up with structures in the landscape, buildings, people, sculptures, anything at all, it's a great photo opportunity. We want people to send their best picture into Astronomy Ireland magazine. So you go to our website, astronomy.ie. You'll see the contact details of where to send your best picture. Don't send them all to us, because hundreds of people do. And if they all send us a dozen pictures, we'll never get through them all.
I know. And you've explained something to me, because I never understood why it was called the Book Moon, but it's linked in with antlers, etc. So that makes a lot of sense to me now. In the context of the space station, tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, this is very exciting. I watched it myself last night. Since last Sunday, it's been flying over Ireland in evening skies, and you'll get to see it every night until July 23rd. Again, go to the website, astronomy.ie. Down the bottom, you'll see our social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, Twitter, that kind of thing. And every evening, just before the sun sets, we post what to see that night, including is a display of the aurora, the northern lights due. So check that every day anyway. And that's where we'll give the exact minute to watch the space station. I can give you a sneak preview. We'll be telling people it's 11:25 p.m. this evening. It was 10:36 yesterday. So you can see the time varies. You only see it for a couple of minutes. But it is the brightest thing in the sky when it flies over. And it's got 11 astronauts on board, an unusually high number, because a private space mission called Axiom 4 is actually docked four astronauts to the space station for over a week now. They're coming down any day soon. They haven't announced the exact landing date, and we hope to see a space chase when they undock. We'll see something dimmer chasing the space station across the sky, and that'll be announced on the social media the night it's going to happen. So watch out for that. Great weather coming up over the next few days. So hopefully we'll get to see an extremely rare space chase. If I were to be in a private spacecraft, an extremely, extremely rare space chase. So it's all happening in Irish skies over the next few nights.
And just finally, the black hole concept and stars destroyed by black holes. I mean, very briefly, I know people can tune into the lecture and everything else next Monday on the 14th online at 7 p.m. But, I mean, a black hole, how would you describe a black hole in space?
Yeah, this is very exciting. It's our big summer public lecture. We've got Dr. Phil Wiseman, who's zooming in from the UK. He's an international expert on black holes. And a black hole is basically something that's so massive, even light, the fastest thing in the universe, can't escape it. So it's sort of black. But sort of unexpectedly, it turns out black holes are the brightest things in the sky, because when stars and gas clouds go screaming down into these cosmic sinkholes, they make the biggest explosions in the universe. And he's been tracking this one that's been going on for 3 years, 8 billion light years away. So it happens on a cosmic scale that's way beyond their everyday experience. I mean, imagine something thousands of times bigger than the sun, which is a million times bigger than the Earth, being shredded. And it's aimed at the general public, kids, families. So, you know, sit back, enjoy at 7 p.m. next Monday. Get your tickets on astronomy.ie today. And, you know, sign up for the magazine too. It costs about €1 a week. And it'll be packed full of great pictures from all over the country and the universe.
Fantastic stuff. Look, a pleasure as always. Thanks for taking the time to have a chat with us. And happy stargazing. All the best, David.
Yeah. Keep watching the skies. Bye-bye.
Bye now. David Moore there, and lots of different things to, I suppose, whet your appetite for those of you who are interested in all things astrological. And the Book Moon is something I have heard of, in fairness, and I never quite understood where it got its name. Now I know.